Hi, welcome back to Unbound and Soaring, the podcast where we unbind ourselves from the things we've been told so we can spread our wings and soar. I'm your host, Gala, and today we're going to do something a little different with this special New Year's edition of the podcast. We have a very special guest joining us, and we're going to do this beautiful exercise together as we shift from 2023 to 2024 so we can bring in the new year with purpose. Please welcome to the podcast, in her first of what I hope will be many special visits, Giselle Theriault. Giselle is the founder of Mindful Necessities, seeker of a gentler way, creator of contemplative jewelry to enhance mindfulness practice, curator of small group travel experience and retreats to Ireland and Italy, and my mother. Every year, for many years, she has shared a ritual of reflections and projections to bridge the crossing into the new year. This year, she will share it in here with us. I want to add that lots of people all over the world set New Year's resolutions, which, I mean, let's be honest, are usually broken within a week or two. This exercise is different because we take the time to explore the goods and bads of the past year as well. I've done this exercise with my family for years, and I believe it's important for everyone. Specifically, though, within this community where we've experienced the trauma of psychological abuse, the only way we're going to be able to move forward into those projections that we set is by first deeply reflecting over the past, then accepting and ultimately forgiving ourselves and others. Once we allow the past to release its hold on us, we can blossom into what we are meant to become. It is and will be a process, but this could be an important step in the path along the way. So please welcome to Unbound and Soaring, Giselle. Or who my children call, Gigi.
Hi, I am very happy to be here today to do this practice together again in your home.
Very happy to have you here.
With the cat.
And the kids.
And the kids. So all sounds welcome. This exercise is something that I've done for a lot of years, and I look forward to it as the year comes to an end. It just percolates in my body because I've seen the results of what it's done. And so the practice is really to draft out what our year looked like on all kinds of levels that we've just come through, and an honest look, an honest reflection, and to be able to sit with it to see what arises and then do a projection for the following year, what comes from that. I think that what I would like to do is I'm going to start, when we're ready, with a small meditation to get us in the right mindset. But before we do that, I would invite you to get a couple of sheets of paper or 2 pages in a big book, which is what I have in front of us as we go. One page will be dedicated to 2023, and the other one will be dedicated to 2024. I like to have a cup of my favorite, whatever beverage, something that makes me feel cozy inside. I like to have with me pencils and markers and whatever to add the colors that will express what it is that I would like to do. And I write at random on the pages a montage of all of the events of what has been. Then I sit and reflect with it and move on to the next. So if you want to take a break at this point, to go and get yourself set up, get yourself some paper, get yourself the pens and everything that you need and your cup of whatever your beverage is, and then come back for the meditation. We'll start from there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Gala. So if everyone can close their eyes, you can be sitting on a chair, have your feet flat on the floor, or you can be sitting on a cushion. Cross-legged is also okay. And I want you to just come to your breath. For those of you who don't have any experience in meditation, just follow my lead, follow your breath, be in the moment. So with a deep inhale, count to five. Exhale to the count of seven. Inhale for five. Exhale for seven. As you continue to inhale and exhale, allow your shoulders to drop on your exhale, releasing everything that is tight or shouldn't be there. Sit with your back aligned straight, as if someone is pulling a string from the very top of your head and pulling it up. You're just relaxed inside your body in a caring, loving way. We're not going to be here for very long, 6 or 7 minutes, to guide you through what is called the metta meditation, or loving kindness. So I want you to envision yourself. Envision yourself before you. And with kindness in your voice, in your inner voice, embrace yourself by saying silently, "May I be happy. May I be healthy and strong. May I be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May I be well." Do that one more time. May I be happy. May I be healthy and strong. May I be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May I be well. The next round, we are going to envision somebody that we love, and we feel their presence before us. Is like a gift to our life. And as we envision this person, we whisper to ourselves silently, "May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May you be well." And we say that again, and this loved one could represent all the loved ones in our lives, all those blessings. May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May you be well. The next person that we are going to bring to mind is an acquaintance. Could be someone that we know but don't know, someone who we see regularly, but we might not even know their name. And they just represent a world that we live in, of all the people we share this planet with. As we bring this face to mind, we again say, "May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May you be well." May you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May you be well. Now, the next one might be a little bit more challenging, because now we are going to bring to mind someone who has caused us pain. Could be an enemy, could be someone who hurt us, someone who has made us suffer. Because we have to remember that happy people make people happy, and hurt people hurt people. And in order for there to be a better outcome, we must wish for all beings to be free from their own suffering. So with that face in mind, to feel, may you be happy, may you be healthy and strong, may you be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering, may you be well. Mustering that courage again, may you be happy. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from your suffering and the root causes of suffering. May you be well. And in the next, we are going to imagine everybody, every living human on the planet, all the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged ones, and the finned. May all living beings on this planet know happiness. May they all be healthy and strong. May they all be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May they all be well. Again, we will envision this with tremendous compassion in our hearts that bleed out like light from us to all living beings. May you be happy. May you all be healthy and strong. May you all be free from suffering and the root causes of suffering. May you all be well. As we sit and permeate the good-hearted compassion of this practice, let its wonderful benefits ripple through our bodies so we can feel a smile on our face and a peace in our heart and a calmness to our mind as we paint the world we want to live in. It is part of the world we are in. I welcome you to open your eyes and come back to the room. Maybe rub your hands together. and take your hands and put them over your eyes gently. Feel the warmth from your own hands, your own body. And give thanks for this opportunity. And now, let this process begin.
That was lovely. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So we're going to start in 2023. We're going to write out thoughts, challenges, moments, experiences. And it's important to keep these things personal. It's about what you have learned that has become a part of you. You can talk about, you can write out things that have been part of the world at large. Like for 2023, the whole post-COVID-19 challenges still exist, the wars in the world, the floods and fires and earthquakes that have been devastating, the recession, all of the challenges. There have been many that have rippled. The global mental health state has been more challenged than it has for many years. And how can we make a difference? That will be
our next page.
But for now, let's jot down things that we have experienced. So just take some time to write these things out. As we're writing, you can have an event. And when we come to the end of this reflection of 2023, we're going to think about how these various things sit in our body, how they resonate with us, what we believe of them, how they've affected our journey.
Also, make sure you're including things that are highlights from the past year as
100%.
Not only the negative things that have happened, but there's so much to be thankful for as well, and finding
absolutely
even the small things, small to big, make sure that you have the things you're grateful for in that list as well. Because even though last year might have been a very hard year, I'm sure there are some things that you can find the beauty in as well.
Absolutely. And also in so many of the hard things, we find our greatest teachers have unfolded within the hard things. And so when we draft out the hard things, we give thanks to it too for the awakening that comes with it. So now we're going to move on to 2024. And it's good to remember that this will often not be done for days. So you'll leave your writing, your project, and have it so that you can come back to it. Because you'll think that that should be just about everything. And then you'll go, oh my gosh, I forgot, blah, blah, blah.
A year is a long time. Forget how long a year can be, really, and how much we can experience within a year.
Absolutely. And so for 2024, on this page, to write out, having resonated with what you have experienced and the events of 2023, what has that brought up for you? And so 2024 is an invite to decide what seeds you're going to water. And in mindfulness, there is the teaching that our subconscious, our store consciousness, is where we have the seed. We all have within us the seed of all things. And what grows in us is what we water. So when we find that we are hurt, or we are angry, or we are fearful or resentful, those are all seeds that are within us as well as all of the understanding and the compassion and the enthusiasm and the excitement and the peace, the beautiful peace of mind that we still all have within us. So 2024, we're going to have this page of if there are events that are planned, you can, or dreams that you have, or places that you want to go, or things that you want to do, and ways that you want to be. How do you see yourself in the world? How do you want to resonate? And when this project is done, having done this for so many years, I was in the studio and I was going through old files, and I came across the reflection projection from 2010, and I looked at my projection years, and it's always so fascinating how many things that I laid out were brought to life. And it was wonderful experience to kind of go back and have this affirmation, because these are seeds that we're choosing to water. The seeds we water are the seeds that will grow. 2024, let's make it what we can, embrace what is, and spread a little love and a little light into the world.
Absolutely.
We have it in us.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing this time.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to have you. Thank you so much for sharing that meditation and the reflection projection exercise with the M-Band and Soaring community. If you'd like to learn more about Giselle and all the beautiful things that she puts out in the world, she can be reached at mindfulnecessities.com, or you can follow her amazing worldwide adventures on her Mindful Necessities Instagram account. She's actually about to head out on a journey to Italy and then to Vietnam, where she'll partake in a ceremony commemorating the end of a 2-year mourning period of her teacher, Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh, with his monastics. And then from there, she goes to India, where she stays in Dharamsala, home of the Dalai Lama, then off to Ireland to lead a retreat. Phew, her pictures are always beautiful and worth the follow. Thank you for being here with us on this special New Year's edition. We really hope you enjoyed this practice. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how this was for you. You can reach me anytime at unboundandsoaring.com, or message me through Facebook or Instagram. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.